Welcome to a major traffic jam in Cork. Welcome back if you've listened to an earlier podcast. I'm still in the traffic, it's still disastrous. I can tell you that it was a six-car pile-up and one of the cars went on fire. That's if Twitter is to be believed. The Irish police have a Twitter account called Garda Traffic, GARDATRAFFIC. And they put up a photograph of it, and somebody else tweeted to say that a car had gone on fire. So I don't know if that's sufficient verification, but right in front of my eyes, I've been stuck in the most dreadful traffic jam. At the moment, I'm behind a car that has got a number plate C777, which is interesting enough, but that's about the highest level of interest I have in where I am. I should be sipping wine or beer or water or tea or something. I should be out of this bloody car. I should be eating canapes. I should be mixing with people who share similar interests to me. I should be listening to people I've never met before. I should be anywhere except here, because here is a pain in the bloody neck. I've occupied myself with discovering that the author of the book I'm holding in my hand, Daniel H. Pink, has got a Twitter account called Daniel Pink, and I'm going to send him a tweet of the piece of audio I recorded when I read from his book. I had a bit of an extraordinary experience today. I wrote a blog post this morning in which I used a number of ideas by Seth Godin. And I put them up in the blog post. I put them in a particular format, which was a format of a story. And in fact, the information was all about, characteristics of a story. And later in the day, then I got a comment came on the blog from Seth Godin himself, which was a pretty shocking experience, I can tell you, which I won't say any more about, but did actually hijack my day for an hour while I recovered from the surprise, because I'm not really used to, one of the most successful authors in the world deciding to take, a few seconds out of his day to send a comment to my blog. Now, so that if I do send a tweet to Daniel Pink, it's entirely possible that Daniel Pink will reply to me. So I better tell you who he is. He's actually, he's been author of, as they say, New York Times. New York Times bestseller seems to be the best phrase you can have when it comes to writing business books in North America. So he's written a book called A Whole New Mind and a book called Drive. He's written for the New York Times, he's written for the Harvard Business Review, he's written for Wired, he's written for Fast Company. Actually, he's a contributing, excuse that sneeze. I guarantee you that this is the fastest speed I've encountered or I've experienced in the last hour. I am now 9 miles per hour. 9 miles per hour, or is it kilometres? No, it's miles per hour. And I'm still stuck at the train station in Cork when I should be out at Fleming's Restaurant. Anyway, back to Daniel Pink. Daniel lectures on economic transformation and the new workplace at corporations, that's big business, associations, I'm not sure what connotations that has in North America. Over here, that probably means not-for-profits or trade associations, and universities around the world. And he apparently has an 18-minute lecture on the science of motivation. Actually, I think have I seen that or not? That's terrible. I can't actually remember if I've seen Daniel Pink's TED Talk on the science of motivation. But it's interesting that a TED Talk up on YouTube, 18 minutes long lecture, should be mentioned in his credentials here at the back of this book. You're probably wondering who published the book. It's Canongate. I'm not sure what that is. That may be a self-publishing venture for all I know. But he lives in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., a place I'd love to go too. And he's got a family living there too. So hello, Daniel, if you ever listen to this, hello to you. Washington, D.C. is famous in my mind for all sorts of reasons, and one of them is a bit obscure, so I'll mention it. It's actually where Walt Whitman met Peter Doyle. Peter Doyle was a tram conductor in Washington, D.C. When Walt Whitman got on. And he got on the tram, and they began a relationship that very evening, which is terribly, terribly important in the life of both of them, but also in the history of the life of American poets. And Peter Doyle is an extraordinary person who, and I probably know more about Peter Doyle than most people in Ireland, for one thing. He comes from Limerick, which is where I come from. He was educated by Jesuits, who educated me, although he had a short dunking in the Jesuit way, because I think they taught him Sunday school rather than... I mean, I had 6 days a week at school with Jesuits in Limerick. And he was also born in the same parish as I was, parish being probably the smallest social unit in Ireland. St. Mary's Parish in Limerick is where Peter Doyle was born. Now, I'm mentioning this only because Daniel Pink lives in Washington. And I know that Daniel Pink's book is an excellent book without reading it. And I'll tell you why. I know because it was picked for me by somebody else who is, to use the language and the jargon, my trust agent. So when it comes to books related to business that I could usefully read, no one is higher up my list of trust agents than Aidan Enright, A-O-D-A-N Enright. Now, Aidan Enright is at this very moment in time, in other words, 1844, leading off a new enterprise of Smarter Egg, which I should be at. So I'm going to be stuck with looking at the video, because a wonderful man, a wonderful cameraman called Michael Lynch, owns a business called AV3 Productions. Collaborator, I have to say, with Change Agents Branding, my own company. But a great, great man. He's actually shooting the video this evening, I think. I think he's doing it himself, the poor man. He won't get a chance to join in then if he's going around shooting professionally the event. How is Michael Lynch going to join in? Although Michael loves producing films and is, you know, in case you get the idea that AV3 Productions is a small bijou outfit, it is, but it punches enormously strongly and makes films for Radio Television Éireann, that's the Irish television company. It also makes advertising films for top class companies, and they use, you know, for those of you who are really into your cameras, they use a red camera. Now forgive me, I don't know all the details of why a red camera is very good, but I think it's terribly high definition and it's way above what somebody with my kind of eyesight would be capable of seeing. But anyway, it's I am missing all that while I am ruminating here. Now, I could be practicing mindfulness. I could be putting away the iPhone. I could be actually concentrating here and now on what it feels like to hold the steering wheel of the car, how my feet on the clutch and on the brake and on the accelerator, what it's like to move from one to the other, what it's like to breathe in the... I mean, smog would be too strong, to be honest. There's a decent bit of wind blowing. It's not entirely close, but I'm still getting fumes, I can tell you that. So I could spend my time railing against carcinogenic fumes in cars and looking forward to the day when none of us will drive cars anymore. We'll just be, oh, here's the police. I must stop any recording. Well, no, I'm okay. Hands-free recording is allowed in cars. The police will not stop me. But I will actually stop, I think, in a minute. Well, we'll just see. Let's get past the Garda car. Oh, there's another problem. There's a car stopped. Just when things aren't bad enough, there's a car stopped in the middle of the road. That was the additional cause of the problem. Just when the big problem finished, a little problem. It's amazing how little things can have a very, very big effect. I'm now in the clear. I'm now driving along as if it were an ordinary day. It's 18:45 and frankly, there probably isn't anything more interesting to say to you. Well, there is, of course. You don't know where I am and you might be interested. And I can tell you I'm now looking at a river. I'm now looking at a river, one channel of it. I'm looking at the northern channel as it flows east towards the sea. Across the other side of the river are the rowers. Although there are none of them in the water, I see somebody hiking a boat out of the water. But there's nobody. It's very choppy, actually, out there. It would be a little bit, a single scull might have a problem. What else can I tell you? There is a ambulance, a yellow ambulance car, coming the other direction. I do hope nobody was badly hurt. I'm quite sure people were badly shaken in a six-car pileup, especially if a car went on fire. So there's no real hope. There's no really point in saying I hope nobody was hurt in any way, because I know darn well they were. And emotionally they'll have been hurt, because I had my own very bad car accident a bit over a year ago. And it's not a pleasant thing at all. But anyway, there's the railway track. So there's a railway track that runs west-east. Well, I suppose it runs east-west as well. That one would take you on down to Cove, which is where that Titanic ship sailed from. Okay, guys. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Paul O'Mahony's musings. Daniel Pink, if you've listened to this, you poor man. No, you're not your poor man. I'm thrilled you're listening, Daniel, if you've listened to this. If you haven't, I don't blame you. But all I will say is that it's absolutely lovely to have your book alongside me and to be able to be discussing it with other people sooner rather than later now. All the best. Bye-bye. Oh, it would actually help if I went into the right hotel. Oh, dear. This just shows how much I'm completely and utterly befuddled. I've driven into the Silver Springs Hotel. Oh, dear. This is an example of how not to drive your car. Because I have driven into the Silver Springs. I've now got myself completely tied up in knots in the Silver Springs. I need to get out of here, turn the car around, and go back the way I came. And continue a short distance further down the road into a very, very fine restaurant called Fleming's.